This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Through CRP, eligible landowners receive annual rental payment and cost share assistance to establish long-term resource-conserving covers on eligible farmland. Land can be enrolled for a period up to 15 years. During the general sign-up period, farmers may offer eligible land at their local FSA office. Land that's currently not enrolled in CRP may be offered during this sign-up period, provided all eligibility requirements are met. In addition, current CRP participants with contracts expiring this fall may make new contract offers. Contracts awarded under this sign-up are scheduled to become effective on October 1 of this year. The general sign-up period for CRP will not affect cropped acres for this growing season. Acres will be enrolled in the program again in the fall.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Once land is offered, FSA will evaluate and rank eligible CRP offers using an Environmental Benefits Index, or EBI. This shows the environmental benefits to be gained from enrolling the land in CRP. The EBI consists of 5 environmental factors: wildlife, water, soil, air, and enduring benefits and cost. Decisions on the EBI cutoff will be made after the sign-up ends and after analyzing the EBI data of all the offers.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Continuous acres represent the most environmentally desirable and sensitive land. For more information on the CRP sign-up, producers should contact their local FSA office or visit the Farm Service Agency's website at usda.gov.